I didn't expect what we were through. I didn't expect us to make it. It's a very important stage. We've felt, what does it mean to raise above oneself? What does it mean to clear a place for the friend, for the other, instead of oneself? What does it mean to integrate within the other? What does it mean to connect with the other? All kind of sensations of everyone's entering into one point where no one takes space, rather by annulling themselves there is room for everyone. This is what is was said about the temple. What is said about the temple? That they stood tight, and when they fell, there was room for everyone to fall. So we've been through many states. It is the first time that we've tasted them. This taste is very important. As a matter of fact, it is an entry to the true transition state from what the state we had, a state whereby we didn't know how to interpret it, how to feel it. We spoke words, but these words weren't, we didn't know what stand underneath them. Now, a sensation began to occur. We began to feel that
And in this upper degree, we want to rise on it. That's where this law is as a rule. And we advance to that deficiency, which will already be adapted to the light which is in that degree. We're not stopping. We're not allowed to do that. We still have to get to know this gate, the gate of tears, the entrance gate, man. We stabilize this gate. On behalf of the kilim, there are no kilim that must, that are ready. Rather, we stabilize them. And they never were. Really, like William said, we are the first ones. Before us, our forefathers, the establishers of Kabbalah, meaning those that really established the method, revealed the upper force.
Degrees between the lights and the vessels. However, we are the first that truly establishing it from above down, the pioneers, the ones to implement it. There's a great responsibility on us regarding the whole of humanity. Let's hope we'll be able to lead it in a good path, in the path of the light, and not the path of suffering. As now we exactly seeing, according to what happens in the world, to what extent we are advancing towards that point of determining point between the two paths. It all depends on us. And the main thing is to constantly examine ourselves with the upper desire, where indeed the advancement is according to spiritual laws. However, above those laws, stand the upper desire, which we can obligate above the law, meaning above the path of due time. The constant state between the lights and vessels, and to hasten by mercy to the extent that we ourselves will be attracted to it, to the extent that we ourselves between us will activate mercy, rachamim, bestowal, love, annulment, subjugation, nullification. To that extent, we activate the influence of the light on us above that law, beyond that law. Because we show the willingness on our part to subjugate ourselves and receive the path prior to the light necessitates us. We are coercing ourselves. We are. And in that, I hope we will break through quickly and discover the influence of the light upon us in a quick fashion. Our friends wrote a few excerpts for us, very interesting ones, very moving ones, very special excerpts from the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. I'll read them and we'll discuss it afterwards. We'll scrutinize it later on by questions and answers. We'll go through the same sensations as yesterday. However, in a higher, more scrutinized degree, we need to make it into a habit how everyone feel that each and everyone belong to the same kli, the same family, the same single soul. That this soul is the one that was created, and we are parts of it, but not parts as in our world, where each and every part has his own entity or essence. In the spiritual world, there's no such thing. There's only a complete thing. However, now we are in some blurness, fogginess. To the extent we can connect, like, say, liquids together, or metal, when you boil it, it turns into liquid. So the more the parts of metal turns into one liquid, this is basically the spiritual state between us. But there's no one there, rather only all of us together. And all of us also disappears and remain only one vessel. Baal HaSulam writes,
there is no reform for a person except to direct all the present moments.
Well, read, I don't see it very well. Who reads? Read.
A man cannot be reformed.
Slowly.
A man cannot be reformed except by directing all future moments and those that are destined to come so that they'll be dedicated and served to his great name. And one who postpones the moment that is just before him because it is difficult shows his foolishness to all. And all the worlds and all the times are not worthwhile for him. since the light of his face is not clothed in the changing periods and times. Even though men's work necessarily does change through them. And for that, it has been prepared for us, thanks to our holy forefathers, the faith and confidence above reason, that a man can use them in the hard times without any exertion and tiring. Therefore, one who takes upon himself the complete burden of the kingdom of heaven does not find any hardship in the work of the Creator. Therefore, he can be cleaved on to the Creator at day, in the light and in the darkness.
We, by our exercises, need to reach a state where, by that sensation, that we attain here in the connection between us, in the integration with one another, to become as one. When I exit myself, when the I disappear, erased, and only the friends exist. With this sensation, we need to grow accustomed to live with it as the constant state. The more we repeat it, the habit becomes a second nature. Until we discover that this is how it is. The sense evolves due to the efforts, the light effect corresponding to our efforts, corresponding to exertion. I've labored and I've found. We're exerting the light influences and then we see more and more and more. First of all, this is how in inner senses is felt, and later on more and more how behind this world there is an upper system that awakens, that revives him, and we indeed are activated by it and we can operate it. Therefore, he says, there's no counsel for man other than leave all the course future states that will be dedicated and dealt to his great name. Only by the great force of bestowal that engulfs everyone and fills everyone. And he who delays the moment, meaning not now, a bit more at another time, tomorrow, maybe in a more convenient, seemingly, time, because it is difficult, say, I'm not so qualified now, it's not so comfortable now. He revealed his foolishness to all. What does that mean? That the world, as if it didn't mean for a person to make the effort in this moment. It just gave him a moment, right? However, if a person remembered the fact that indeed there's work, spiritual work, it's a sign that he is welcome to it. He's invited into it. And where he revealed his foolishness, that all the worlds and all the times, everything that builds this moment for him aren't worth his while. Because the light of his face is not clothed in the changes of time, and meaning he rejects the opportunity, even though that man's work definitely changes by it. In order for us to use correctly all the moments that we remember or that we are being reminded as we are in mutual reciprocal work only with the Creator. For that was prepared for us thanks to our holy ancestors. Who were they? The Kabbalists. They are our holy ancestors. They have prepared for us the wisdom itself. They themselves, whom corrected themselves, they were integrated in the same system. Once integrated in that system, they have corrected it. They are using it. They are amplifying the connection between the Creator and us, because they are part of that very system. And then, due to the work, we have faith and confidence that is above reason, meaning we can, by our efforts between us, to reach actions of bestowal. When a person uses them in harsh moments without exertion and toil, there's a group, dissemination, work between us, congresses, lessons, many actions. One can take upon himself more extra things to connect more to the study, also to pass this wisdom, this methodology to others, to be a teacher, be an educator, to continue everything like Kabbalists have done for us. We do not yet know what are we doing by that. In the upper system, we are not seeing as yet our work with the lights, vessels, patsufim, worlds, as they did. Well, when we'll come to it, we will also see how we are correcting the system and preparing it for the next generation. How do we illuminate them? How do we caring for them like babies, coming near them? Well, we suffer, correct. It's the sorrow of raising children, but we also bring them nearer, although they do not understand, they don't want, because nature is opposite. In our world, we see to what extent the little ones do not understand the old ones, the adults, how, to what extent they want to do whatever they feel like. Well, we also see that there are even such laws in the world that forgive the little kids, the teenagers, that a person needs to mature in order to understand how the world behaves. It is an egoistic world, in the same nature, in the same inclination for oneself. Nevertheless, we see that a person who is at the time of age of development and a mature person are treated differently. Kids are kids. They are seemingly allowed. They have not grown up yet. Accordingly, with us, it is in a much much more radical form. We are moving from one nature, we're passing from one nature to another. Hence, we need to forget the new friends to the world, to be more tolerant, more patient, and to do the same work both towards them, also towards them, as our ancestors, our holy ancestors, did for us. Those who came to the degrees and sacrificed themselves in order to prepare everything for us. By us preparing ourselves for the next generation, and we're entering the entry, the opening for spirituality, then by doing so, we are also advancing ourselves. Because no one works for himself. No one in the world. Everyone works for everyone. There's no person in the world that is not 100% in spiritual work. Everyone is in spiritual work, in a complete work. Rather, it is hidden from us. And instead, we are given the thought that everyone does something for himself. But indeed, we are in a complete spiritual system. Each and every one in the world, the entire reality. Bala Sulam explained it to us like dust, like powder that is over the food and that they can't eat the food in the right taste of bistum. Then something that grinding, this is how they're fed. Whatever they're scratching, this is what they're fed with. We, as the first vessels, as the pioneers of the first generation, this first spiritual generation in the complete redemption, the first of the last generation, we need to understand the importance, our importance. We are Gelgal Tendeinayim of this system, of this general system. After us, they are the Achabs. Hence, we need to understand that the nature of our vessels, the nature of our souls, is bestowal. And bestowal both above, towards the higher Patsufim, asking the powers of bestowals from them, in order to bestow below, to the Achabs. This is called, you'll be a kingdom of priests and holy Gentile. Holy nation. Holy means total in bestowal. Hence, according to that inclination of our individual souls, we have gathered here. And accordingly, we therefore need to continue our work. Bestow in all directions. Our vessels of reception that will be revealed will also be a hub of the Galgal Tainayim, only in order to connect with the whole world and bring them the method of correction. Hence, Bala Sulam says, therefore, he who takes upon himself the burden of heaven does not toil in the work of the Lord, because bestowal has no barrier, has no limitation, rather only freedom. This quality is unlimited. There have never been a restriction upon it or any limitation. The light of Chassadim spreads everywhere. With no consideration, without any calculation. Hence, it can cleave onto the Creator in the day and in the night, in light and dark. Here we can examine whether indeed we are in the quality of bestowal. If I'm in the quality of bestowal, I am not feeling ascent and descent. They are only with respect to the vessels of reception. With respect to vessels of bestowal, there are no ascents and descents. Hence, we need to scrutinize that. How do we hold ourselves in the state whereby we have no ascents and descents? That the state we are seemingly attaining in the vessels of bestowal is the constant state. This is my first question, please. I repeat, I was asked to repeat the question. In the vessels of bestowal, when we need to come to them, Gelgal Tendeinayim, being our nature, there aren't any ascents or descents because there's never been restriction upon it in any form, and no restriction, no limitation. So how can you imagine yourselves living in vessels of bestowal? This is actually our spiritual life. We also learned with you, I can add if you want, we've learned that the main thing is to aim for katnut, constant. And gadlut, adulthood, is only a nice addition. Or it can be even be called excess. But this nice addition means I'm allowing myself to be in gadlut, in adulthood, only with respect to the other kelim. Who studied with us? The study of the Ten Sefirot we studied recently. What are we studying there? Oh, I see two hands at least. Oh. Who's studying? All right. So there's hope you'll understand. What are we learning? That our vessels, Gelgalta and Deinaim, we have to guard them. Achab, the spiritual kli, say Zondatzilut or Abenima, no matter what we study, Achab is activated only in order to beget, to give birth to the low one, only to give to the low one. To the extent that the low one is asking, I am operating my achab, or asking light that will bring me the force to activate my achab, vessels of reception. And in these vessels of reception, I draw lights from above and pass it on to the low one. Remember that, yes? Say Zir Anpin Datzilut, Malchut Datzilut is asking, we are coming to Malchut, demanding of it to include us, to provide us life. Yes, we want to be integrated in it. We're coming as points, and we want to expand our vessels of reception, of bestowal, to Gelgal Tendainai, meaning to be devoted to one another more than just the restriction. And then we're asking for it, for Malchut. Malchut has no power in of itself. She's only a point that accumulated our spark. He is small. He is sent to Abenima. Demand of them. Abenima. They are adults. They give Ziranpin the power. Ziranpin by that develop his achab. To what extent does he develop his achab? Not for himself at all. Rather for Malchut. Only for Malchut. For the sake of giving her the power to hold, to develop, to grow the souls. And to that extent, he become adult, meaning we never activate the vessels of reception, rather to the extent that the other want. You want something? No, I don't want anything for myself. But if you want something, I'm willing to go and bring it for you, whatever you want. To that extent, we turn into transition. For everyone, thus, in such form, everyone receiving his achab, everyone else. If I'm working bestowal, you are all my achab. Calling each and every one with respect to the others. So what does it mean to long for katnut, smallness, and not for excess? Or luxury. Luxury is a more... Rav, next question. Explain to me, please. What does it mean that the upper light is in constant rest and the changes are only on the part of the Kelim with respect to us? Please. We are learning that the upper light is in a constant rest and all the changes are only due to the Kelim. If the Kelim are changing, well, the light is constant. But it turns out that it changes its action towards them because they are changing. I am either coming closer or further from a certain source, and by that I change its influence upon me. how does that, what does that mean with respect to our work, to our life in general, corporeal and spiritual life, please? Rav, so it turns out that our whole work is only in the group. We have nothing else to do. If the upper light affects us constantly, we are in an ocean of light, then the changes can be only in the connection between us. So that by that we're changing the influence of the light upon us, right? The more we gather, the strongest the light affects us according to equivalence of form. The more we distance ourselves from one another by the ego, the light affects less and our lives become harsher. So in each and every moment, each and every one of the people is basically in all kind of changes. Hence, we are feeling in them their life, the changing life. How can we then in our group determine the closeness, the gathering, in order to constantly be in the influence of the light upon us? I've labored and I found, until we come to connection between us according to the first quality of the light called Nefesh de Nefesh, one part of 125 of the light itself, for us to feel if we are coming to the such compression, such chibur between us. Yes, then it works and a click occurs, it stops us. There's no less than that. And then from that state onward, we begin further and further despair and unite between us into the next state. And then we receive, instead of Nefesh de Nefesh, Ruach de Nefesh. Etc. Bala Sulam writes about it in the introduction to the book of Zohar, how it truly ascends from one degree to the next, Malchut of the world of Asiya, and afterwards Yesod, and more all the Sefirot, by Chibur between us. Meaning, we have, as a matter of fact, no, we should not pray to the light, rather, all we have to do is working among us. Well, therefore, why all our prayers are for? What for? The prayers mean that we are judging ourselves, we are measuring ourselves. Lehit palel. When I judge myself, whether I am in the degree of equality with the light, and then to what extent am I appreciating it? To the extent that I invite him, seemingly, by that I begin to work with the other on correcting the quality of bestowal. Hence, we as if turning to the light, we as if turning to the quality of bestowal, so that it will be more precious, closer, will influence us and bring us to unity with it, into unification with it. So how are we working in the group and with the Creator together? Well, search for it. Both how to build the right sentence, question, and also how to answer it. We need to establish ourselves correctly. There's no choice. We've come to a state that it is needed.
Okay.
The second part from the writings of Rabash, a person should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, which are mind and heart. meaning we need to take the spiritual law, the law of bestowal, and development towards bestowal is a law. That's it, it's above us. Our whole nature, universe, this little earth, our life, all that, and much more than that, that we are not revealing as yet, everything is under one law. Being to bring the entire creation of the entire reality to bring into total bestowal, meaning to identify or alongside with the light or the creator. And this work has to occur within the person, both in their heart is a desire, our general desires, and also in the mind, in the thoughts, our thoughts. These are the two means by which we can work, respond, do something. In other words, all of one's work should be in order to bestow. This is what we need to come to. It's a must. This is a law. And if you don't want, that law bends you if you avoid it. By discovering that the more you develop, this law works on you in a more rigid manner, and then you are obligated. What can you do? You just having a sensation, you're escaping from bad, and you're running towards the good. Now, if we want to raise above this animalism, only to be attracted to the good and escape the bad, rather, also to activate our mind and start to advance by ourselves, then we have the work. However, this work, also, as a matter of fact, it is to identify with the same law and to try and observe it on as an exertion on our part, as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. Accordingly, if one works in order to bestow and does not wish any reward in return except to serve in the holy work, meaning bestowal alone, and he has no work without any addition, hoping to be given any addition to what he has, meaning he wants nothing, just to be in bestowal. And this is the greatest present, the greatest reward that I can hope for. In other words, so even in the work, he doesn't want any addition, otherwise what he demands. Meaning, by receiving a certain knowing that he's going the right way, knowledge, where certainly it is a just demand, at least to know whether I'm going towards bestowal or not. Also that, consider that he demands something. See to what extent we need to build on a few degrees the annulment of annulment of annulment. And yet he relinquished even that because he wishes to go with his eyes shut and believe in the Creator. Then he's already integrated, included in the upper providence. He begins to feel not only bestowal, rather who is the one activating the force of bestowal and the quality of bestowal by relinquishing that knowledge whether he is in bestowal or not. Life's a bit more complex than what we thought, but now we come to the root, to the sensation of the Creator above the quality of bestowal. How, well, who is within? He from which has come the source of the whole of reality. The quality of bestowal is already the force that created reality, that fulfilled it. However, He who created is revealed under the condition that we are relinquishing also the knowing by relinquishing knowing the force of bestowal. This is a higher degree of relinquishing, of nullification and exertion accordingly. And what he can, he does, and he's content with his lot. And he even feels that there are people who have some understanding in the work of the Creator. Well, he sees that he is completely empty. He is happy nevertheless. Where does this joy come from? From succeeding in relinquishing that too. Even that. We are reaching here a bit more than what we spoke thus far. Nevertheless, let's slightly intend to skip, like kids want a bit more of something. But indeed, this is all. There are no more surprises, all right? Till the next time. I'll tell you, that's good. I'll tell you. It is really hard for me to stop my excitement, even the tears. We came to a state that I didn't even expect to talk about it. I didn't even know when will I get to talk to my students about it. Really. You're truly great. So let's I'm really very excited, very, very moved, because in 2 days we've been through such states that it was impossible to even dream of. So let's try and break through as much as possible into the quality of bestowal. Up to where should it come? Gradually, what am I about to give up or relinquish?
You don't need anything. Next question.
It turns out from what we discussed that everything was created in order to reach complete faith in the upper force, in the emanator. That the entire reality was created so that only with its aid we will reach complete faith in the emanator with shut eyes over everything. What is this? Let's scrutinize that. Is that clear? The entire reality, all the worlds, each and everything was created for us to reach the faith in the emanator and whatever he does until no limit to the faith. There's no limit to that faith. Baal HaSulam or Abash explained to us that he who believes shekel, but 2 shekel he can't believe, etc., etc., until he believes it all. This is what is called complete faith. When I need no proofs, I am letting go. Because I'm relinquishing my desire to receive my vessels all the way, I don't care what's happening in them. It is considered that then I receive the light of mercy that fills up my vessels. This is already a degree of those who pass the desert, the entry to the land of Israel. However, it's worthwhile checking out what's ahead of us, because indeed this is a degree that we are penetrating towards it. All of reality. Everything was created for me to give it up, give it all away. And by that, because by that I develop faith in the upper force. Such faith that nothing is important. What happens, well, all that happens is only knowing that I relinquish myself, annul myself before him. This is considered acquiring the quality of Bina. Talk among you, connect among you, and you'll find we need that. I take discernments that are essential for us in order to hold on to right on the doorstep. How shall I put it? On the threshold, right in the entry as we walk in. We must have that grip. We must grip onto it. It's just like I open the door, now I need to grip onto it, that I'm in it, I'm within that door. All right, please.
Rav, the question, what number is it? What question? Sorry. That the whole world was created only so that I will relinquish and relinquish and relinquish, and I will reach whole faith in the upper force. This is why the whole world is called concealment. The world is called Olam, is called Ha'alama, concealment, from the word Ha'alama, concealment, that it is He's being concealed, the Creator, for all kinds of pictures. And if I cancel them by ascribing everything to Him, to the bestowing force, and I also want to the same extent to be the bestower, then the world disappears. And I acquire, well, for the meanwhile, the force of bestowal. And then I don't need a creator anymore. And when he's revealed not only in order to create something within me, then he begins to be revealed so that I would invert those vessels of reception that I gave up, so that they too would be in order to bestow. Otherwise, I don't need his revelation, because I reached faith already. How can there be revelation there? It's as though I believe you that you're going to pay me back, like Rabash says, $1,000, right? I give you $1,000 and you say in a month I'm going to pay you back. So the entire month I have this faith, I'm working on my belief in you. Suddenly you say to me, you know, I'm going to give it to you right now. I got this check from the government for $1,000 that I'm supposed to get. So you gave up on that work on faith. So similarly, we have to work on the fact that we won't receive anything. Then the Creator works differently. He gives us knowledge about Himself, that He rules everything and I have no problem, and He cancels the faith. Then we have to work with our vessels of reception in order to bestow. But that's the next phase. That's already far beyond the barrier after we cross the desert. For the meanwhile, we're in the desert. So how do we relinquish, with the help of the word Olam called Ha'alama, concealment, and how do we reach the quality? I cannot say that he's not qualified for the Creator to bring him closer. Rather, the reason is that he's lazy in his work.
Rather, a person should always go in overcoming and not let any thoughts of despair enter his mind. And this is as our sages said, that even if a sharp sword is laid on one's throat, he should not prevent himself from mercy. Meaning, for sure, the Creator wants you. Only he's placing all kinds of obstacles in your path. And this is actually your nature, not him. The Appellite, to start with, has thrown us into a state where we will grow independently. And then, for your independence, you have to go through the same concessions, the same obstacles. Actually, we go through anything, everything only by concessions. Well, considering oneself, considering one's ego, what else? And a matter of a sharp sword laid over his neck, his throat. We have to explain that the intention is that even though man's evil called self-love is laid on his throat and he wants to separate it from sanctity, from bestowal, because it shows him a picture where there is no possibility to come out of his dominion. So he has to say that this is the truth, this picture that he's seeing. It's true that indeed one is unable to, and he's truly facing the wall, and he have no chance to advance onwards. However, as written, what is the second half of the sentence? One should not prevent himself from mercy, rachamim, because then he has to believe that the Creator can give him mercy, rachamim, which means, what does it mean, one should not prevent himself from mercy? From the quality of bestowal. That's what he writes. That is, that the Creator can give him mercy, which means the quality of bestowal. Rachamim, mercy, is the light of chasadim, chesed, mercy. Meaning, by his own forces, it is the truth that a person is unable to come out of the dominion of self-reception. But from the part of the Creator, by the Creator helping him, certainly he can bring him out. Take him out of his ego. By discovering the quality of mercy. And this is as written, I am the Lord your God, who have taken you out from the land of Egypt to be a God unto you. Meaning, specifically by the person being totally despaired of his own forces. And this despair remains. He doesn't run away from it. He doesn't try to cover it up. He doesn't try to hide it or anything. Despair of one's own forces is one condition that where he determines that this is how it is. And maybe each and every moment he has to even add to it. And the second condition is that he has to be in a height where the Creator is the force of bestowal, and he will bring it to me. The moment that I'll be totally despaired, I'll use all of the obstacles in order to relinquish myself. Then I will receive mercy, the quality of bestowal. How do we reach the determination of these two points at the same time? That then the gate opens. Well, think about it. We speak about it, and mostly we connect. And within that connection, we try to find it. Please. Feel the hearts as one heart, and there search in that one heart, search for the answer, and not in my mind and heart, rather only in a collective one.
Please form.
It is written in the Zohar that the Creator is called to those who have a broken heart.
Close. It's closed.
The Creator is close to those who have a broken heart. So a person, meaning a person who is working in a spiritual manner, meaning one whose intention is to reach this soul, has to be in joy because he's serving the King. Serving the King meaning he's clearing up space for the revelation of the Creator. What else can we do? He's clearing space within himself for the revelation of the Creator. And he cleaves onto that. By that he cleaves onto the Creator. And he brings the whole of reality back to the revelation, to the right form. And if he has no joy during that work, that means that he's lacking the appreciation of the greatness of the King, meaning that he doesn't appreciate the Creator as great. The quality of bestowal in his eyes is not everything. Therefore, if he sees that he doesn't have joy, then he has to correct this, meaning to think, appreciate about the greatness of the King, the greatness of the Creator. And if nonetheless he doesn't feel that greatness, the quality of bestowal, the greatness of the Creator, then he has to pray to the Creator, pray to the Lord, as written, that that same quality of bestowal would influence him, and the Creator would open his eyes and his heart. The heart is the desires, and the eyes, or the mind, are the thoughts, the intentions, so that he would feel the greatness of the Creator, that the force of bestowal is filling up the whole world. And from here, develop two aspects. One, of not having the sensation of the greatness of the Creator, he has to be sorry for that. And the second one, that he has to be in joy, because his sorrow is only about the deficiencies related to spirituality. How happy I am that I lack the Creator. And now I can make some effort, and by that to give him contentment. If I didn't lack that, I wouldn't be able to give him contentment. And if I would have been already in the revelation of the Creator, then I also wouldn't have been able to give him contentment. Specifically, the state where I lack is the best possible states from both sides. And it's not like other people, that all the deficiencies that they feel sorry over are only in order to receive. And it's not the great righteous that as if don't have anything to give the Creator. That's why it's written that in the place where people who repent stand, the great righteous cannot stand there. Why? Because those who repent, Baal Tshuva, one who constantly goes back to bestow more and more, he has what to do. By that he's giving Creator contentment to the Creator. Children who grew up, we don't feel get contentment from them. Why? Everything is constant. But a child or a baby who's growing from one day to the next, a little bit more, a little bit more, that gives us, well, beyond contentment. What else can I say? Satisfaction? No, it's something more subtle. Happiness, joy, well, something that really fills us up. Look, he did something. Look, he did something. Those are the new things, the novelties. So we should be happy about having the opportunity at every moment to develop this novelty. And we have to know who is the one who gave the person that knowledge that one has to feel sorry for spirituality. And over that, he should be happy that certainly the Creator sent him those thoughts about the spiritual deficiency, because the Creator is expecting him to perform a certain action, a certain effort, and so that they'll be happy together. So the question is, how should we relate to all the problems, all the obstacles, all the dissents, everything that falls on us from here onwards? Well, Think about it and talk about it. Then it will be grasped. But again, out of the connection.